We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And a good Kentucky Derby Day morning to you all, and welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas show. This is the Race Day Las Vegas Kentucky Derby show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, which is the best place to party and watch the Kentucky Derby outside of Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, here at the South Point Hotel Casino in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show on this Derby Day 2025, the 151st Kentucky Derby. And I can tell you one thing right now. This is a better place than Churchill Downs to be in partying this time, because the weather is a lot better here than it is there. Here right now in Las Vegas, it's 72 degrees outside. It's perfect. And we're going to get up to 89, but it's going to be fast, firm, and perfect in the exhibit hall, and that's where the party's going to be today. Doors will open at 9 a.m. in the exhibit hall here at the South Point, the huge, big exhibit hall with big banquet tables and huge, huge theater screens to watch the races on, and a bank of other TV sets to watch and bet all the other races around the country today, and big, large windows, betting windows, and kiosks that you can bet through, and food and beverage discounts, and a hat contest. Bring your best Kentucky Derby hat. It won't rain on your hat here today. And, of course, there'll be cash prizes for the contest as well. They have head-to-head betting as well here in the South Point, in addition to the regular betting. And we're just going to have a Kentucky Derby party celebrating America's most famous horse race, the fastest 2 minutes in sports. With me on set today for this Kentucky Derby show is Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo, who have been doing a yeoman's job throughout this week with the special events we had, the Kentucky Derby special show, and last night's seminar. Want to thank everybody for last night's seminar who watched us via the internet, and certainly all of the people that were in the full lounge, the Grandview Lounge last night. It was really great.
It really was. A lot of people showed up, and really nice people. We stayed afterwards. We
took pictures.
Yeah.
Answered some questions.
Yeah. It was great. It was really great. And you have an opportunity to do that today. Come on down to the South Point. Like I said, big banquet tables. Bring your friends. Have a party here. And we're going to have a great time, and we'll be there in the exhibit hall, obviously, to play and watch the races at Churchill Downs. It's going to be a big day of racing. Happy Derby Day, guys.
You too, Ralph.
Same to you. Looking forward to it.
All right, John, we got to get started with the nuts and bolts of this thing. What do we have as the current odds right now as before they open the betting windows today at Churchill Downs?
Right now at Churchill Downs, here are the rundown. Number one, Citizen Bull is 13-1. Number two, Neo Echoes, 41-1. Number three, Final Gambit, 15-1. Number four, Rodriguez is scratched. Number five, American Promise, 12-1. Number six, Admire Daytona, 35-1. Number seven, Luxor Cafe, 9-1. Number eight, Journalism is your favorite, 7-2. Burnham Square, number nine, is 16-1. Scratch, number 10, Grande. Number 11, Flying Mohawk, 30-1. Number 12, East Avenue, 37-1. Number 13, Publisher, 29-1. Number 14 is Tiztastic. He's 19-1. Then number 15 is Render Judgment, 15-1. Number 16, Cole Battle, 24-1. Number 17, Sandman, currently the second choice at 5-1. Number 18, Sovereignty is 9-1. Number 19, Chunk of Gold, 28-1. Number 20, Owen Almighty, 38-1. And number 21, Baeza, in off the also eligible list, is 18-1, Ralph.
Wow. There's several head-to-head opportunities here if you want to make the head-to-head bets here in Las Vegas. And there are some interesting ones, no doubt about that. And, of course, you can do that right here. We might get into those a little bit later on. But now the important thing is we know what the conditions are here in Las Vegas. It's beautiful out here. But what is going on at Churchill Downs? Jonathan, you got the latest?
Yeah, there is rain going through the area, and they're going to have intermittent showers throughout the day. You know, they're going to be on and off, and they're not expecting that much rain, though. It's just going to be kind of annoying, I guess, you know, if you're there. You got to avoid the wet. Track's starting off sloppy. The turf is good?
Listed as good, yes.
Yeah, so.
Now, guys, they sealed the track, so we know that whatever the moisture, the mud on top is, the sloppy is, it's kind of just floating on there. It's not seeping down into the roots of the track because they sealed it, right?
Yeah, and remember, that track does dry out quickly, yeah. So, you know, I'm sure by Derby time, and that's about 7 or 8 hours away.
Yeah, a long time, that's for sure.
So it has plenty of time to dry out and seep through their drainage. They have a terrific drainage system, I guess, because no track dries faster than
Georgia. Yeah, we have enough time for it to dry out, get rain again, and dry out again. So we're going to have a long day of great opportunities on this Derby day, that is for sure. And, of course, it was a sloppy going yesterday at the track, gents. And before we get to that, though, I want to get to the results from yesterday real quick because I want to move on for today. But we do have some late scratches, John.
Yeah, let's go through those real quickly. At Churchill Downs today, first race, scratch number one. I'm just going to give you the numbers because if I have to read these, it'll take
too long. Yeah, it'll take too long.
First race, scratch number one and number seven. Go down to race number three, scratch number 10. In race number four, scratch numbers 5, 10, and 11. Race number 5, scratch numbers 8 and 10. Let's see, race number 6 is okay. In race number 7, scratch numbers 3 and 4. Race 8 is okay. In race 9, scratch numbers 8, 16, 17, and 18. In the 10th race today, scratch numbers 4, 5, 10, 13, 14, and 15. In race number 11, scratch numbers 5 and 11. In race 12, the Kentucky Derby, scratch number 4, Rodriguez, and number 10, Grande. In race 13 at Churchill, scratch numbers 2, 5, 6, 8, 15, and 16. And in the 14th and final, scratch numbers 1, 6, and 9.
And that's as we have them at the moment. Of course, we've got to, as the late scratches come in, we'll see if we can update that, if there are any. As far as the head-to-head matchups that you can play here at the South Point, the interesting one out of quite a few of these head-to-head matchups is the two horses that are getting most of the money right now, as you indicated on the current odds. Sandman goes against Journalism. This is a head-to-head, which means, folks, they can finish last and next to last. It's only, you only have to beat the horse that you're matched up with. So it's between Journalism and Sandman. I think I have a good idea of which side you guys would be leaning towards.
Yeah, but the price that came out originally, I'm sure, will change as money comes in on ones. And they're going to fluctuate because, you know, obviously it moves according to the way the money's going in.
However, it is not a parimutuel bet. So if you went up to the window and locked in a price, that's the price you got. If they change the price and he goes up, and he'll get locked in the changed price. So we have to keep that in mind. It's a bookmaking thing. But you're right. The early guys get the berm.
John beat me to the punch yesterday.
I know he did.
I shouldn't have stayed on the 25th floor, Ralph. I should have been on the lower floor. I may have had a shot.
Yeah, you may have. But Sandman and Journalism is one matchup. Another interesting matchup, I thought, was Burnham Square and Luxor Cafe. I thought that was an interesting lineup.
Yeah, and then Luxor Cafe is 9-1, and then you have Burnham Square. You know, is what 15-1?
Yeah,
like
16-1.
So I guess Luxor Cafe is the favorite in that matchup, right?
In the matchup, yeah, it should be. But like I said, the matchup odds are different than they're locked in when you ask for the quote the odds when you make the bet. That's the odds you will get, and not the guy behind you or down the street or whatever. So. Talking about that, those are the head-to-heads, and they will be, of course, here at the South Point, along with all the other great stuff. All right, gents, let's take a look quickly at what happened yesterday. It was an interesting day of racing, that's for sure. We get to the first of the stakes races. There were seven of them yesterday, the Edgewood Stakes for three-year-old fillies on the turf, and Nitrogen wins that for Jose Ortiz and Mark Cassie, paying $3.94, so it kind of set the tone for the day, really. There were not a lot of long shots. There were a lot of horses that figured, except for one race, that the favorite blew up.
Well, we knew that going in. We said, you know, that yesterday was going to be the shorter price horses, and where today I think there's going to maybe chaos along the way.
But I think there'll be better prices today, that's for sure. As we move on, the Ali Sheba, this was a good race that pitted Locked, Fierceness, and Hall of Fame in this race. In the Ali Sheba, Fierceness came back fiercely, I might add. It was a solid win for Fierceness. $3.88 for John Velasquez, Todd Pletcher, and, of course, Mike Rapoli. New track record, because that racetrack, as you say, guys, was sealed. So no matter what it looked like on top, that thing was fast. New track record of 1 minute 40 and 6 one-hundredth seconds for that. And was he as good as it looked?
Really a terrific training job. He was coming off of a layoff, and he was ready, and he ran his eyeballs out, Ralph. He was very impressive.
He got a buyer speed figure of 107 for that win yesterday. So it looked like a fast race, and it was a fast race.
So, and Fierceness obviously won that race. Most Wanted was second. Hall of Fame was third. Locked ran off the board. In the La Trion for the Phillies and Mares four-year-olds and up, the winning there was Raging Sea, who won and beat the 1-5 favorite Torpedo Anna. Not only that, but there were others that beat Torpedo Anna, too. She ran off the board, so the show prices were nifty. Raging Sea, Flavian Prataborg for Chad Brown, wins it and pays $10.08. Really, it was bet down to the second favorite in the race. Finishing second was Taxed, a big long shot. Third was Randomized, and Torpedo Anna, never fired.
Well, she got roughed up going into the first turn. But listen, she had plenty of time to recover. But, you know, she did get banged around. And congratulations to John Lindo. He loved the winner, I believe.
Yep,
he gave her on the show yesterday. So hopefully people were listening.
Well, Randomize did her job. She went out there and you know,
drilled her.
Yeah. And tightened up the favorite in the first turn and set that pace and got out of the way. And
you said it. You know, they were going to send a rabbit. They sent a rabbit in the old-fashioned style.
Yeah. The rabbit. The Modesty was the next stakes race up there, where that winner was She Feels Pretty, who's just dominant in this particular category. She came off the shelf and off the pace and won. She looks She Feels Pretty. John Velasquez for Sherry DeVoe, $3.50, another short price, and another record, a new course record for the mile and 1/8 on the turf at Churchill, 145 and 51 100 seconds there. That was John Velasquez's second win. Of course, he was on Fierceness as well, and finishing second in the race, Gimme Another, and in the third race was Saffron Moon.
She's really good.
Isn't she, though?
She's better now than she was as a three-year-old.
Came right off the shelf and ran like that.
Yeah.
Set a track record. Both of them, Fierceness also, they were both coming off some terrific training.
So we know one thing, that track, and it was just fast. Yeah. Period.
A little rain is not going to hurt either course, I don't think.
Not yesterday, anyhow. The eight bells for the three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs, won by Look Forward. Mike McCarthy trained Umberto Rispoli rode at $17.04 for the Redham folks. Finishing second there was Blue Fire, and Effervescence was third in the race. Any thoughts?
Well, Rispoli, first of all, is having a pretty good couple of days. You know, he's on the favorite in the Derby, but coming into I think he's won like five races, maybe.
We'll talk about a couple of his rides coming up. But he looked good on this one, and this is a filly from California. When she makes the lead, she doesn't want to get past.
California horse wins that, the eight bells. Then we went to the Unbridled Sydney at 5.5 furlongs on the turf there. Queen Maxima, another Southern California invader, trained by Jeff Mullins, took care of business and won going away under Juan Hernandez. Hernandez has ridden her in all five of her recent victories, and she has five wins in a row. Her last four in Southern California, this one in Kentucky, $6.28 for the win there. Crown Imperial was second, and Epona's Hope was third.
Make your notes on A.G. Bullet, who absolutely got stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up the end. Rispoli tried to sneak up the rail, and they said no, and that was that. But a really tough trip for her.
Yeah, A.G. Bullet was the favorite in the race and had a very...
Some race riding going on there.
A little bit.
Blocked trip, let's say. And then, of course, the big race, the Kentucky Oaks at 1.8 miles for three-year-old fillies. There, as expected, the favorite, Good Cheer, wins for Luis Saez, Brad Cox, Godolphin Stables. She is now 7-for-7. She is perfect and won the Kentucky Oaks with authority, I thought. $4.70 for the win there. Drexel Hill, a big long shot, got in for second. And Bless the Broken was third. So she had two long shots behind her, but she just... She got a perfect trip stalking, and then just when he said go, she went.
Yeah, well, he kept her in the middle of the track. He kept her out of trouble, and people were trying to beat that horse because they thought she was light on figures. But this is the kind of horse that runs whatever she has to run to win. That's what I believe, and she did it yesterday.
Yes, a lot of predictable horses outside of Torpedo Anna wins. And Mr. Lindo, if you were here, folks, and got the Lindo Report yesterday here, at the South Point, and only here at the South Point, here in the gaming capital of the world, you got 8 top pick winners out of 13 races. Now, I know that a lot of them didn't pay much, but I got to tell you, that's still an accomplishment, is it not?
Absolutely. Not only that, you weren't dealing with 4- and 5-horse fields. You had full fields, you know. Okay, so the favorites won a lot of the races, but it's still a terrific job.
Great job, John. Great job.
It's playing the hand we're dealt, that's all. Yeah.
And, of course, the Lindo Report for Churchill Downs and Santa Anita available today exclusively here in the gaming capital, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook. And it's free of charge to you because they love horse players here. And if you've been here and been watching and listening to all of the stuff we've been doing here this week, you know that's absolutely true. One thing I want to make before, I'm going to do the menu before we go to the break, because I really want to get into the races and all that with our handicappers here. But there is one thing I do want to say. We had a great seminar last night. Folks there were great. But I got the message from one of our friends, that one of our dear friends who couldn't make it today, and I said, why isn't he making it here? He's always here today. He says, well, he's got something a little bit more important to do. I said, what's more important than the Derby? How about your 80th birthday?
There you go.
So we want to have a very special happy birthday to Dr. Larry Dean out there. Larry, we miss you. We understand. But you get your butt here real quick because we want to celebrate your derby as well. So happy birthday. And it's proper that your birthday should be on Derby Day.
Exactly.
Happy 80th. Right, guys?
Terrific guy. Great racing fan.
Yeah.
I'll miss him today. But I know he's in action somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You know that for sure.
He's
for
not
sure.
passing.
No, he's not passing. He's just not here. But he's not passing up a day at the races. All right. Let's do this. We are going to go to our first break. And when we come back after that break, I'll get through the menu real quick because everybody's concentrating on Churchill Downs. And then we'll be off to the races with our handicappers. Of course, Jonathan and John here with me. And, of course, we still have Rich Ng and Jerry Jackowitz yet to go on this Derby Day 2025, the 151st running of America's most famous horse race. That run for the roses. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas, Derby Day 2025. We're here at the South Point, the place to be today. Come on out and enjoy the Kentucky Derby and the Derby Day action with us here. Now, here quickly is the racing menu, and it's a large menu because every racetrack around the country wants to run today in conjunction with the Kentucky Derby. We'll get to we'll get through this menu as quickly as we can. Here is your racing menu for today. First post times are Pacific. So if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. We want to welcome all of our folks, not only watching on the YouTube streaming network, but all of our websites and our radio anchor radio station here, 1400 AM, Sports Talk, 1400 AM, and wherever you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, welcome to our show on this Derby Day. We begin with the Churchill Downs. Why not? Churchill Downs, first post time today. Actually, we do not. We start out with Horseshoe Indianapolis, I should say. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 10 races, 8 thoroughbreds, 2 quarter horses. Their first post time is at 7:45. Then we go to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs will start at 8 a.m. today for the first race. Track condition at the moment is sloppy. The turf course is labeled good. That is the track conditions right now. 9 stakes races. We'll get into those in just a moment. Of course, the Kentucky Derby is the big race, and that race is going to go about a couple of minutes before 4 p.m. Pacific time, 3:57 p.m. Pacific time. Is the exact posted post time for the 151st Kentucky Derby. First post time at Churchill is at 8 a.m. By the way, Churchill Downs, again, first post is 8 a.m. Laurel Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 9 a.m. Belmont at Aqueduct. They left money on the table yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. They do have a pick six carryover at Belmont today, at Aqueduct, I should say. Pick six carryover, $13,428. 11 races, a couple of stakes races there, the Elusive Quality and the Fort Marcy. First post time for Belmont at Aqueduct set at 9 a.m. Tampa Bay Downs has 10 races today. Their pick six jackpot, $10,761. Parks Racing is racing today. They are racing today at Parks. Their pick five jackpot carryover, $75,791. 10 races, first post time, 9:40. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, a couple of stakes races there as well. Their first post time is at 9:50 at Gulfstream Park. Their big carryover in their pick six jackpot is $222,176. First post time is at 9:50. Oaklawn Park is closing day today at Oaklawn Park. Everything goes out the door today at Oaklawn. 12 races and a couple of stakes races there as well. First post on Oaklawn is at 10 a.m. Woodbine has 10 races north of the border. Their first post time at Woodbine is at 10:05. Then we go to Penn National. Seven races at Penn Nat. First post time is 11 a.m. Turf Paradise. It's closing day at Turf Paradise as well. They have 10 races. First two are quarter horses. Eight races are thoroughbreds. And, of course, that last race, the big Hasta La Vista, at 1 3/8 on the turf. It's always an interesting race. First post time, Turf Paradise, 11:25. Their Pick Six jackpot carryover, mandatory payoff today, $27,052. Louisiana Downs is next. Louisiana Downs' first post time is 12:35. Santa Anita, they left money on the table yesterday at Santa Anita, too. The pick five at Santa Anita, last pick five, guys, $74,000.
There were some numbers that weren't covered either.
Yeah. So anyhow, the pick six carryover today at Santa Anita is $20,522. 10 races. Their first post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Again, we verified 1 o'clock. Is that right, guys?
1 o'clock.
Okay. Evangeline Downs, seven races from the Great Northwest. First post time is at 1:50. Evangeline Downs, they have nine races, three stakes races there as well. First post time, 2:50. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown has eight races, first post time, 4 p.m. Oh, and I do not want to forget Los Alamitos. Just in case you still want to bet races after all of this is done, Los Alamitos starts at 6:45 with 10 races, one thoroughbred, a couple of mixed speeds with quarter horses and thoroughbreds, and seven quarter horse races overall at Los Al. First post time, 6:45. Everybody wants to get into live action at these racetracks today for the Derby.
I think they have 24 tracks going, Ralph. 24.
If you can't find something, you're not trying.
And you better find some winners along the way, because I think the ATMs is going to shut you down somewhere along the line during the day. I really want to concentrate on the races at Churchill Downs. There are going to be some great races. Now, these guys did a yeoman's job for us last night in the seminar. If you didn't see it, what happened? You should have. In any case, I got them to go through all the horses in the Kentucky Derby, and then I eked a few more races out of them. Eked it. And so we got at least three more stakes races out of them and their picks there. And, of course, then I had to ask them for their best long shot of the day. So just in case, doing it quickly, I think we went through the Twin Spire Sprint, did we not? Were you guys like the Think Big?
I like Think Big quite a bit in that grass race today. In fact, this is my radio play for the radio show.
Oh, good. Right? Okay, so, let's get that out.
Yeah, he ran super over at when he went to Keeneland after racing at Fairgrounds, and he ran on a soft turf at the Fairgrounds, which gets really deep in bog.
Oh, yeah, so, it's like a bog.
Right. If it rains at Churchill a lot, no problem at all for Think Big. He's an improving horse where a lot of these have kind of been doing the same thing. So my radio play today, seventh race at Churchill, number seven, Think Big. He's 4-1 on the program.
Oh, nice. And Ben Curtis, who has been winning some races there
in
Kentucky.
Good grass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. He's riding it. Number seven in the seventh race. Easy to remember. Think Big. And you also liked him, Jonathan.
No, I liked it. Yeah, well, he's okay. But in the 10th race, I liked the two horses.
He's okay.
He's okay. I mean, he wasn't my top pick. I thought he had a chance. Well, what can I tell you, Ralph?
You're honest.
Okay. I liked the 10th race, the two Copion, as my extra race there. And he was listed at 8-1. She was, but I would think she's going to be a lot shorter. There are four or five, six late scratches, I guess, in that field. And Kazuchi Kimura rides for Dick Mandela. She came back really well this year, and I like this horse. Copian.
Yeah, there are six late scratches. 16 were entered, six late scratches. That leaves 10 in the race. But still, at 8-1, I think she's going to be a good price. And you're right, I do like Copian. Certainly, Dick Mandela doesn't go anywhere for a roast beef sandwich.
Exactly.
So, or a box seat. So if he's there, he means business. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely, yeah. He's conservative, and he's not going to send the filly out unless she's ready to go.
Okay, and also I want to remind everybody that John has, on his Linda report, has the suggested pick four as well there that starts in the ninth race, and that's a race. You know, there's a race, this race here, the ninth race on the card. When I asked for a long shot, one of you guys gave it to me, and I know who it was, this guy here. And so for those of you who didn't see the seminar, Philanthropic today because it's Derby Day. Go ahead and tell them what was the long shot.
I like the six in there. Maximum Promise, three-year-old colt from the Kenny McPeak barn, Brian Hernandez aboard to ride. This is an improving horse. Has been on synthetic in his last two. Switches back to turf today, and he actually ran on the turf his first career start and ran well. 20-1, way too big a price.
All right. You'd better believe 20-1 is. John?
That works. Well, yeah. You know, the California horses did well yesterday. And
oh,
there's
yeah.
a horse coming back to the races today in that race. Number 10, Iron Man Cal, ran really well in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year. Watching the workouts, he is training like a beast.
Really?
He's absolutely working super. I have no idea how soft turf is going to affect this horse, but he's tactical enough where he'll be in the race all the way around, and he looks like he's grown up since that two-year-old race. So I would not be surprised to see him run a really good one off the layoff. I think he's 9-2 on the program. Number 10, Iron Man Cal. Expect him to run today.
That ninth race, a mile and 16th on the turf for three-year-olds. I know we have several scratches in that race. As a matter of fact, there's four of them, three of them on the also eligible. The only one within the body of the race that got scratched was Charlie's to Blame. That was the eight horse there. But that looks just, that race really does look like it's a wide open affair.
Oh, it's a good race.
Yeah.
Antonio Frisso comes in to ride. Well, it's a $1 million race, so he's not staying in Santa Anita. He's coming out.
Yeah, I do want to remind everybody, too, as the stakes races go, the Knicks Go Stakes will be the fourth race for $200,000. The Churchill Distaff for the Phillies and Mares on the turf, $750,000. The Pat Day, which we're going to get to in a minute, $600,000. You got the Twin Spires Turf Sprint, $600,000. Churchill Downs Stakes at $1 million, that thing there. Is the eighth race. As you say, the ninth race, the American Turf, is $1 million. The Derby City Distaff is $1 million. And the Turf Classic is $1 million before you get to the $5 million Kentucky Derby.
It's like a Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, play. It is. Let's go to the Pat Day Mile right now. The Pat Day Mile, when we were talking about horses that were defecting out of the Kentucky Derby thinking that they might go to the Pat Day Mile, including Baeza, that race in our minds, if all those horses made it to this race, would have been one fantastic race. Now, it has defected a lot since, but it's still it's a competitive race, I think, but it really did lose a lot of luster with some of the horses that didn't make that race and the others who did make the Derby.
Yeah, you know, this is a race that I don't think we got the cream of the crop here. You've got two Bob Bafferts in the race. Number one, Matiquette Road, who was looking at the Derby, decided to go here. And Gaming, coming off the layoff, he won the Del Mar Fraternity at 7 furlongs. Matiquette Road, I'm not sure if he's got enough speed going a one-turn race to make the lead, and he doesn't have a huge closing kick. He's the 2-1 favorite. Gaming, he's a very hard horse. If he doesn't get his trip, he kind of spits the bit. Mm-hmm. So, again, he's a hard horse to trust. I like number 2 Built in this race for trainer. This is Wayne Catalano, mm-hmm. Owned by Eclipse Thoroughbreds. He was eligible. He had enough points to get in the Derby.
Yeah.
But Eclipse, who owns Journalism, if they had entered him, they could have kept horses like Baeza out of the Derby.
Yeah.
But they did the right thing by their horse. They think he's a better horse at a one-turn mile. I agree. I think he's well spotted in here. And in a race where nobody really, you know, looks like they're jumping out, at 7-2 in the program, I think Built is the one to beat. And I'll take him when Umberto Rispoli gets a chance maybe to win an undercard race.
I will say this. That is a great that's a great case for Built. But I do believe the man sitting right next to you, between you and me, might have another horse he likes in the race.
Well, I like the four horse in here, Ralph. Smoke and Wicked, three-year-old colt from the Dallas Stewart barn. Two starts at Churchill, a win in a second, 1-for-1 on a wet track. You know there's moisture in there. And at 12-1, he became the play. But you're right, this race lost its luster. Everyone was talking about the Pat Day Mile, expecting Baeza to show up in there. And,
yeah, and you were drooling for a while there.
I thought it was a great race.
Yeah.
Kind of fizzled out a little.
Well, it ain't going to fizzle out if you and John go 1-2 in that race for a nice exacta price. I mean, you got a 7-2 and a 12-1 if they hold anywhere close to their morning lines. That's good enough for us horse players, anyhow. That's for sure. I do want to get to one more race real quick, and that is the Churchill Downs race at 7 furlongs. You know, you got horses like Bookham Dano in there, Mind Frame, if we remember correctly, and Nisos comes back in this race, John.
He was the best horse in California before he hit the sidelines.
He may have been the best horse in the country.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to say it because he didn't prove it, but I thought so.
Yeah.
And he is training really, really well for his return. If he comes back the same horse or even better than he left, he's going to be awful tough. But this field is absolutely loaded. You have Mindframe, a very talented horse for Todd Pletcher. He ran, second or third in the Belmont? Very unseasoned
he
horse.
He was the horse that bore out and had door knock. He had passed a door knock, but then he drifted out and door knock came back and it upset Mike Rapoli a lot.
Yeah, and you know, 7 furlongs isn't going to bother him at all. Extra Anejo comes off a big win at Keeneland. Mm-hmm. Banishing is a horse that tries every time. Bookham Dano, I think, is going to be kind of the overlooked horse in this spot.
He fires every time.
He just tries. Yeah. He absolutely tries. It's a terrific. Besides the Derby, this is the race I want to see today on the Churchill Downs cart.
This is the race that I thought would be like the Pat Day Mile, but this turns out
it
to
turned
be
out to be. Yeah,
this is an unbelievable.
Well,
race.
How do you see it?
I like Nisos also. I heard it. I think he's just sitting in the right spot. He's drawing outside, going 7 furlongs. I heard he's training out of his mind, so he's the horse to beat. But again, you're betting a horse off a long layoff. And the other day, he sent out Speedboat Beach, who also they had high hopes for. He didn't do well. He's certainly the horse. The race goes through Nisos.
Didn't even mention Mulligan. Mulligan on the outside. He's a terrific sprinter. So again, an absolutely loaded field, and I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Now race. They have pick fives starting in the first race, the third race, the fifth race, that eighth race, and another one in the 10th race. So if you're betting that pick five, I'd suggest an all button.
You can make a ticket singling Nisos if you want and then go deeper. Have so many pick fives today, Ralph. You're going to get dizzy.
Yeah, well, I counted 5 of them, 5 pick fives. And, of course, they have, I think, at least 4 pick fours as well. And, of course, the Derby City pick six. And superfectas in every race, although they're a dollar base bet, not the 10-cent one versions. But any case, it's just going to be a fun.
Is the whole day dollars or only the Derby is a dollar super?
I think it's all day.
I think the supers are $1 all day, just because of the lines it takes at the racetrack. They want to try and make it so the people can get their
races. Yeah, so you can get your bet in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the players.
No problem here, though, folks. There'll be plenty of windows available to make your bets.
Yeah, but the players get the raw end of the deal there, Ralph. Yeah, the whole year they're betting 10-cent supers, and then all of a sudden gets expensive when you're playing dollar super.
Well, you know, and the Super Bowl's more expensive than a regular preseason game, too. So whatever the case may be, it's Derby Day, and we're going to have a lot of fun. All right, we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, Rich Eng is standing by for his Derby observations. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. He's all gussied up for his 151st Kentucky Derby with that shirt of yours. Richie, good morning. Happy Derby Day.
Yeah, I got 2 derbies here, the 146th and 151. And good morning, Ralph, John, viewers and listeners. And whoever wins the Kentucky Derby tomorrow when I'm relaxing, I'm going to watch this movie. You guys ever see this?
50, yeah.
50 to 1. Mind That Bird.
Yes. Can you get it on like one of those things like Netflix or something? Or is that on there? Or you just got to get the CD?
Well, I got the CD years ago, but it's probably on one of those channels. Yeah, yeah.
There might be a new version of that today. We don't know about that in the Derby, that's for sure. But in any case, Richie, sure. You did a yeoman's job as well with the extended handicap that you provided at Churchill Downs yesterday. And again today, if you want to get Richie's extended handicap for today's races at Churchill Downs, all the races today, just go to racedaylasvegas.com. Richie, how do you see the Derby as you're officially today? You know, we've been speculating all week, but now what's your official thoughts about the Derby?
Yeah, before I give my my top picks for the Derby, I did watch the seminar last night. You guys did a fantastic job. I'm getting ready to circle a lot of those horses. There's going to be a lot of winners that you gave out last night.
Well, so, and good job, guys. I'm sure you got a few of your own. I know that for a fact. So. Let's get going with the Derby. What do you think?
Yeah, on my BridgeNet report, here's my top picks. I went with Final Gambit as my top choice, and I've got him in a future book bet at 75-1, so I don't even have to bet him to win at this point, but I'm rooting for him. And also, if anybody bet the day-to-day race, the bets with the Oaks, if they're not live after a good cheer, then they're not trying. I use two horses. I use Good Cheer and Tenma in my Oaks bets into today. But my second choice behind Final Gambit is Luxor Cafe. I had a Japanese horse last year, Forever Young. I'm going right back to the well. My third choice was Grande, but of course he scratched. But then I scratched into Sovereignty as my next pick. And then Journalism brings up fourth place for me. I just think those five horse fields, you know, maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree, guys, but I just think those five horse fields may not have gotten them prepared for a 20 horse field today over the slop.
You know, I was looking at trying to take a look at some of the breeding for an off track, and Final Gambit is one of the horses that has good breeding for off tracks.
Well, you know, he's got the right connections. You know, he's got the Brad Cox, who officially won a Derby with with Mandaloon. Luan Machado is a first time Derby the jockey, but we've seen that before with a fellow named like Sonny Leone. He won the Derby in his first mount.
Yeah.
And I still think, even with Rodriguez scratch, I still think there's plenty of ammunition for a fast pace. I think there's still enough S1s left in the field to try to fight it out early and try to gain control.
Now, you see, everything is going fine, and then he has got to bring up Mandaloon, which is a very sore subject with me because I bet him to win in the Derby. And
well, he won, but you didn't catch.
Yeah, we got Bupkis is what we got. In any case, let's hope everything runs clean and to Hoyle today, that's for sure. But it's going to be an interesting race. Rich, I know that you have selections. I would imagine you might have one for Churchill and San Anita today.
Yeah, I give out one horse each day. I send them in to Sean. But as far as my Churchill pick today, go to the eighth race, Ralph. And I heard you guys talking about Bookham Dano. That is the horse that I'm going to give out at 8-1. As was described, this horse comes to run every single time. He's going to get overlooked. There's some really high-profile horses in the race. But Bookham Dano with Paco Lopez, I think, is going to give him your money's worth. 8-1 is a square price in the eighth race.
But you know Paco is going to be on his belly, that's for sure, for that race. And in the eighth race, the Churchill Downs Stakes, and number three, Bookham Dano is Rich Ang's pick, the three in the eighth race. And we'll go to Santa Anita now, who had that $74,000 late pick five yesterday. Wow.
Me, you. Yeah. We'll take the last race at the end of a long, long day of horse racing, race 10, six furlongs on the grass. I'm going to go for a horse I think is going to be bullet fast down on the inside, the one, Thermal. This is basically one strategy for Relu Gutierrez. Break on top and improve your position. 9-2 is the odds on Thermal in the 10th.
All right, Richie, thank you so much. 10th and final race at Santa Anita, the one thermal in the 10th and final today at Santa Anita. Enjoy the Kentucky Derby, my man, and your movie 50-1 as well tonight.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope everybody out there gets to circle a lot of their horses. That means winners.
Yes, let's get winners for the Derby, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Richie. You did a great job, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph, John, viewers, listeners. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to go now to our final break because I still got to get a couple more picks out of these guys. And we'll have Jerry Jackowitz as well. You're not done yet. You're not done. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this final segment of the Race Day Las Vegas Kentucky Derby Show. I want to thank everybody out there who participated as viewers and in person here at the South Point for the shows and the things we've done all week concentrating on the Kentucky Derby. You know, they do a great job here at South Point allowing us to do all this stuff. And they said, as long as the people will respond, and they are, he said, we'll keep doing it for them. So I just wanted to let you know that. And we'll end it up today, of course, with the big party in the exhibit hall here at the South Point. Again, doors open at 9 a.m., hat contest with cash prizes, banks of betting windows and kiosks, food and beverage discounts. And, of course, Jonathan and John and myself will be in the exhibit hall playing the races with you, so you can stop by and say hi to us. Anyhow, I got a couple of more eeks of handicapping to get out of these guys before it's over. Now, John, you already gave us your pick at Churchill Downs. I want you to wrap it up with your play at San Anita, and then I'm going to squeeze this guy with two more plays.
Okay. My play at San Anita, Ralph. Seventh race today at San Anita. Number 7, Day at the Track. I thought improves when it switched to the dirt last time. Exits a fast race. Switches to the apprentice, Wilfin Orontes. This is the guy that trainer Ron Ellis has been using as his go-to guy. 8-1 on the morning line on a horse improving from a good post. Number 7, Day at the Track, race 7, Santa
and
Anita.
And he's got a pretty good agent, too, I see.
Yeah, that guy's all right. He's been around a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. Day at the Track is your play, the 7th race, number 7, easy to remember. Okay, now you're off the hook for your plays today. You got two plays to give me.
All right, let's go to Belmont, look at race number 7, 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Allegon. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Edward Allard barn. Makes his return to the races, and he picks an interesting spot to bring this horse back in. I think he's going to get a great trip in here. Jaime Rodriguez aboard to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 9, Allegon, to win today's 9th.
All right, 9th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And again, you like a 7th race, it should, at Belmont at Aqueduct, right? Number 9, Allegon. 9 in the 7th race today. That's the exclusive quality handicap there at Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, give me San Anita.
All right, race 10, 6 furlongs on the turf course. I like the number 9 horse in here, Nini Diamond, a 5-year-old mare from the Mike Pipey barn. Abel Lascano aboard to ride, a generous 10-1 on the morning line. I think Rich gave a horse out in there, so Ralph, you're going to have a Sirocco play, but I like number 9, Nini Diamond, to win today's 10th race out at San Anita.
Why not have a Sirocco play on Derby Day? And the 10th and final race at San Anita, you like the 9, Nini Diamond, number 9, Nini Diamond. Of course, Richie just came with the 1 horse, so I got a 1-9-9-1 Sirocco play, exacta box. And now,
how about a Derby?
Yeah, I was just going to say a quick recap of what you like in the Derby, both of you guys, and then we'll get out to Jerry Jackowitz real quick.
I like Sovereignty, Ralph. This horse, 5 career starts, has never gone backwards. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-1 at this point, and if he's really 9-1, run to the window. I like number 18, Sovereignty.
John.
I'm with John Hardin. I love Sovereignty in this race at 9-1. A horse that's going to run the best race of his career today, trained for this, Bill Mott, big game player.
Yeah.
You know, if Journalism gets a clean trip, he's going to be awful tough to beat in a two-horse race to me. I'm just going to box 18-8, but I like Sovereignty to win the Derby.
So you created a Lindo play for yourself today, the box, exacta box of Journalism to Sovereignty.
Well, you know, they got windows right around the corner here, and I can go ahead and back that opinion.
You got it, my man. All right, time to go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by, and I'm sure Jerry has a thought with his, what is that, the Smarty Jones cap you got on there?
Yep.
Your Smarty Jones cap, all right.
Hall of Famer now, just inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, yeah, this year.
You'd think you've had
it. Well, you know how I got the hat, Ralph, don't you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think he'd have a Giacomo hat, because we've heard about that was his pick.
Well, right, but he didn't really. I think what happened is somebody gave Ralph the Smarty Jones hat, and he had some extras, and he gave me one. He didn't like go to the store, or, you know, make a big effort.
Put it in the effort to get it. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the last cap you'll get too. In any case, happy.
Well, you know, that's over 20 years.
Yeah, ago, happy so Derby Day. Happy Derby Day to you,
safe bet,
Jerry. Your thought on the Kentucky Derby, and then we'll get your picks.
Well, you know, I think, you know, great minds, you know, we're all like, my top three horses on my sheet are Journalism, Sovereignty, and I have a third, Final Gambit, and Final Gambit and Sovereignty both get stars. I think they're both done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Everything about them makes them look like they're forward going, like they're going to go and run the best race of their life. So that's why they get stars. Mm-hmm. Journalism doesn't get a star because the last race, and I'd love to get some of John and John's opinion on why they didn't just outright put him on top. Maybe that last race took something out of him. It was a very harsh race, even though it wasn't, the race itself was kind of slow. What he did inside of it, and it's hard to measure. So I have a little bit of a tiny knock on what I think is one of the best horses we've seen in a long time. So, you know, I really think Journalism is the right horse. He's going to win this race most of the time. But I'm between Journalism, Final Gambit, and Sovereignty, and I'm going to come up with some sort of bet between those three, between the 3, 8, and 18.
Okay, you got it. Thanks a lot. And by the way, folks, Jerry J's power page has the Kentucky Derby on it, both the Belmont and Aqueduct power page and the Santa Anita power page, that you can get at jerryjspowerpage.com. And just teasing away here, Jerry, you mentioned two horses that were star horses in the race. You have another two in the race that are also star horses, and we'll leave it at that. We'll get your picks now.
Well, I'm just going to give you a single pick today. I kind of got going a little late this morning, Ralph, so you'll excuse me on that. Mm-hmm. We'll go to race number four at let's go to Aqueduct first. Let's go to, race number 11 at Aqueduct. I like number 3, Return the Ring. Just looks right to me. Showed a lot of speed in the last and really showed improvement. I think today will be very tough. And then we'll go you guys will figure out the turns. And let's go to
Hold on a second. You're going to give me another pick, but what you're going to do is just give me a single pick, and that is at Belmont and Aqueduct. Number 3, Return the Ring, is that. You could use the link-ups to off of the power page for that. But the 11th race is the 3 at Belmont and Aqueduct. You're going to wrap it up at San Anita, right?
Yeah, you can hear I'm not in fine fettle here today.
Go ahead.
Let's go to the 4th race. Glamora, number 7, looks really strong to me.
Number 7, Glamora?
That's correct.
Okay, the 7, Glamora there at Santa Anita in the 4th race, the 7 horse. And again, Jerry will the link up so you can get from his power pages as well. And Jerry, we all feel like you do. It's been a long, long week and a lot of hard work, but a lot of hard work of love, that's for sure, because we are racing fans, and the racing and the entire country gets to join us as racing fans and experience why we like this sport so much on this very special Kentucky Derby Day. I want to thank all of our handicappers I want to thank all of the people behind the scenes that made all this happen. And we all want to thank Michael Gaughan and, of course, the South Point for doing what they do for the horse players. There's no doubt about that, folks. Come join us today in the exhibit hall. And doors open at 9 a.m. Pacific time. There is just one more thing to say, and we're going to give it, as we always do, to Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.